Hello, welcome to Newsbox. It is Wednesday the 20th of September. Ooh, time's pressing on, isn't it? It's just me again, Cassina's still on holiday, and I apologise for not doing a podcast yesterday. Zina was supposed to call in. She says, I'm going to Washington, I'll call in, we'll do some interviews outside the White House. It's going to be very newsy, very topical. I waited in the office till 7 o'clock at night. She didn't call. So I sent her a text saying, I'm going home now. She wrote back going, oh bum, sorry, not there yet. It's further than we thought. So, Washington, it's further away than you might think. So, just me on my own. I've got a newspaper from yesterday, which I'm going to do a bit of anyway. Just because I've got it. I bought it. I'm getting my money's worth. It costs 38p. So the news on Wednesday the 20th of September. Britain's first war criminal is being tried at the moment. First soldier ever in British military history to confess to a war crime. He's 35. His name is Corporal Donald Payne. There's a clue in the name. He's been torturing, basically, prisoners in Basra. He's in big trouble, and quite rightly so. How embarrassing for all of us that this has happened now. I wouldn't mind if it was, you know, back in the day. No, now. There's some Big Brother news. It's page three of any paper. There's always got to be a bit of Big Brother news. Grace, from off of Big Brother, the last one that was on, I think it was seven, she has been punched in the face outside GAY. Apparently, it's not because of her fame or who she is. It was because she was in the wrong place at the wrong time. She was punched to the ground, kicked, and then burned with a cigarette. She's quite vicious. I think she's broken her nose. A bit sad. More ridiculously, of course, Mel from Big Brother 1 and Alex from Big Brother 3, they've been a couple for a few years. Which I hadn't really taken in, perhaps because it's not very interesting. But this is interesting. While they were together, they got a dog from, I think it was from Battersea Dogs Home. She's called Poppy, and they bought up the dog together. Then they split up, and they've had a big custody fight over the dog. It's cost £25,000 to take this court case over, let's remind ourselves, a dog to court. Apparently, Alex says, one day before we'd split up, I was watching Fathers for Justice climbing up Tower Bridge with Melanie and Poppy. Poppy is a dog. I said to Poppy, don't worry, I'd climb up there if I didn't see you anymore. I think they're taking the whole baby substitute thing a little bit too far. I like pets, I like dogs, but I'm not going to spend £250,000 fighting over. It's not £250,000. It's less than that. I still wouldn't spend £25,000 fighting over a dog. Surely neither of them earn that much money these days. They haven't been in Big Brother for ages. World news, it's all kicking off. Hungary, there's riots going on there because their Prime Minister was secretly recorded saying, yeah, we're full of shit. And all the people who voted for him are kicking off about that. Which is fair enough, really. He's admitted they're full of shit. And Thailand, there's a bloodless coup going on in Thailand. It's all very peaceful at the moment, looks quite nice. Apparently, the Prime Minister of Thailand, who's just been usurped, he's coming over here for a holiday. So that's nice. And, you know, it's all fairly peaceful, so it's going quite well. I don't know if Gordon Brown wants to take a few tips from the Thais here, but if he got a tank and tied a yellow ribbon on it, we could perhaps get rid of Tony Blair. The Ryder Cup is happening. I understand what this is. It is a golf match between Europeans and Americans. It's quite interesting. They all have wives and girlfriends, like footballers do, but they're being called the Wives and Birdies, or WABs for short, which is unspeakably unpleasant. Are we interested in them? Not really. Some of them are pretty. Probably all of them are. Maybe it's quite alluring going out with a golf player. Is it? They're rich, aren't they? That would explain it. A man spent ages putting together her car, his car. It's a rare Escort Mexico. They reckon there's only 75 of them around, and he bought the shell of one for £1,000. And then he spent 3,000 hours. I don't know how, over how many years that was, I'm afraid. And £15,000 restoring it. He said he'd have his tea, he'd go out and restore it. Got it looking right smart and tarty. It's covered in stickers. Which is a shame, really, but there we go. It's similar to the one that Bjorn Wolgaard drove to three World Championship rallies during the 1970s. But he went and showed it to his mate, went, look at this, I've got this brilliant car I've done. Went in for a cup of tea. He locked it up on the driveway, but came back out, it had gone. 10 minutes, he left it. 10 minutes. So if anyone sees this car, it's a old-fashioned Ford. It's got red and blue stickers on it. And registration number is SEG661S. It's going to be quite hard to get rid of. It's going to be quite hard to launder that, because it's really only of any value because of how it looks. But because of how it looks, it's very distinctive. Let's see what happens. Nelly Furtado reckons that Chris Martin is a secret disco lover and he knows all of the Spice Girls songs. Quite endearing. The shuttle, the Atlantis, has been delayed coming back because something fell off it. They're not sure what it is. They're trying to work it out. Hope it's nothing important. It's probably a sticker or something. Not anything that important. An Irish woman, who's in it? Cathy O'Byrne. She's written a book called Don't Ever Tell, and it's all about her being in a Catholic home and being abused and so on. Her brothers and sisters come out saying, that's rubbish. None of this ever happened. Our father was nice. And all the nuns were nice. Also, there's a denial from the people, the nuns at the Catholic home, that she was ever even in the home. So there are memoirs made up, which is maybe the best way for them. I don't know. Some IT ladies, they've gone, hey, we're ladies, we work in IT, we can be sexy, and they've done a calendar. They've got a picture here of one dressed as Princess Leia in Return of the Jedi. She looks alright. It seems a bit pointless to me. I wouldn't have assumed that IT ladies were unattractive. But then, I'm very liberal-minded. This is my favourite story of the day. Lesbian instructor abused girl of 15. It's basically about karate instruction. She's a mother of three, but she is a lesbian. She's 37. And she basically got off with a 15-year-old girl she was instructing, I think. She came out with some cheesy lines. I'm surprised that anyone would fall for this. Apparently, sex is like Nokia, connecting people. Horrible. And also she sent a text to the girl saying, you have been summoned to Cupid's Court for being fit as fuck. If found guilty, you'll be sentenced to unlimited hot sex with me. Brilliant. I think I might use that one. Fantastic. Cupid's Court. Anyway, so apparently she had sex with this girl 3 times. So the girl obviously liked it. Or did she? I don't know. It's only a text, you can probably ignore that if you wanted to. That's all I'm saying. Any more news? I'm turning page. This is the bit where Zina would do a story. But no, I have to turn the page myself. Oh, so Chris Tarrant and his missus, they've split up officially now. He's going to have to pay her loads of money. She says she knew ages ago that he'd be having this affair. But he basically, you know, they were working things out, trying to decide what's going to happen, and then he snogged a woman in a bar, humiliated her. She's livid! Charlotte Church wears big pants. I don't think that comes as a surprise to anyone, really. She's got quite a big bottom, but it's a lovely bottom. She won Rear of the Year when she was 16. That makes me feel a bit sick. Talking of bottoms, Sadie Frost has shown hers off in aid of PETA, the anti-fur campaign. And a very good argument she makes too. She looks lovely. Lovelier than I would ever have thought possible for Sadie Frost to look. Yesterday, the Daily Mirror decided to address a serious issue on page 6. Is religion the root of all evil? They've devoted 4 columns to that, although most of it is a picture. They haven't come up with a pat solution. They've just got lots of opinions from people, but good on them for addressing the question, is religion the root of all evil? David Beckham's done an interview. He says he likes it when Victoria wears his kit down for breakfast. I don't think that actually happens. So it's been the Liberal Democrats thingamajig conference, one of them, and Charles Kennedy was greeted with rapturous applause yesterday, and everyone loves him. Ming, less popular. Apparently, he's made quite a number of gaffes. A lot of them are on popular culture, and he's an old man, so, you know, you can forgive him, but at the same time, he should leave it be. If he doesn't know what he's talking about, let it lie and keep on with the policies instead of trying to make jokes. He said he's going to be watching The West Wing on BBC Four. As any fool know, The West Wing is on Channel 4, pretend one, E4. Yeah, E4, it's on that. He says that they won two by-elections since he became party leader, which is wrong. They've only won one. They did all right in another one, but they didn't win it. And they can't really pretend they did. That's a definitive fact. He also said the Arctic Monkeys... He's criticised Gordon Brown for saying that he listens to the Arctic Monkeys rather than to the day programme in the morning. But then he says, I know who the Arctic Monkeys are. They've sold more records than the Beatles. They have sold a tiny fraction of the amount of records of the Beatles. So... he's not done so well. Bad news for Ron Weasley. Rupert Grint, he was 18, so young, and he had a party, and there was a bit of a sex attack going on. He wasn't involved, it wasn't him, I don't think it was Trevor Locke, but it was Joshua Lodge, apparently. Look out for him, ladies, he's 18. He's been charged with sexual assault. I imagine he got her drunk and tried to finger her. Russell Brand news, he's been flirting with Will Ferrell, on the One Leicester Square show, which I've not seen. It's on MTV. I don't watch that. He says it's early in the evening and I've ejaculated twice. I imagine Will Ferrell was delighted to be flirted at by Russell Brand. An unlikely pairing, Rupert Everett and Jordan have been spotted out and about having a meal together. He thinks that she's beautiful. She likes his book. I'd quite like to read his book. It looks quite interesting. A vicar has quit his post alongside his curate, who he's having an affair with. They're both the parents of three. They were randy, apparently. Dreadful. News from a website today. A man got drunk. He had three jugs of beer. And then, this is in Beijing, he happened to be wandering past the zoo. He saw a panda. He went, "What a lovely panda. I'd like to give it a hug." So he gets in the cage with the panda, or in the enclosure with the panda, tried to give it a hug. Of course, the panda bit him on the right leg. So then he tried to kick the panda, because he was quite angry. He then bit his other leg. And then he tried to bite the panda back. And eventually, they had to get the panda in control, because he was livid, by squirting him with water. And the man got out, and he had a hangover. So if you are drunk, don't go to the zoo, is the first point. They shouldn't really let you in. But if they do let you into the zoo and you reek of three jugs of beer, then don't start a fight with any of the animals unless it's one you could clearly win. A tortoise. I think you could have a tortoise. I wouldn't go for a penguin. Penguin, I imagine, quite nippy. Giraffe, they've got quite a lot of height on them. They could probably just run away and give you a good hefty kick. So stick with the small ones, a chinchilla. Although they might give you a nasty nip, I don't know. But just don't fight a panda. Avoid the elephants. Maybe a sloth, they're quite slow. Sloth. They've got sweet faces as well, like a teddy bear. Willie Nelson and his sister have been in a drugs bust. They've had magic mushrooms and wacky backy. He's 73, she's 75. I say, let them get on with it. It's quite sweet, really. I think that's all the news for today. Thank you for listening. Do not fear, Zine will be back soon. She may even, work out the time difference and the distance between places in America and still phone something in, which would be delightful. She did say she was taking a video camera to Washington, so don't be surprised to see a nice bit of video footage popping up on MySpace. Thank you for listening. I'll probably be back tomorrow. Yeah, that's the next one's due then. All right, bye.